Despite considerable promise from the Bernie Sanders campaign and the libertarian ideas of Rand Paul during the Republican primary season, the darling candidates of millennials have seemed to fade from the scene, and the numbers show Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are perhaps poor substitutes. It's not as though the candidates aren't trying to charm young people or scare them off the fence.
We need everyone off the sidelines. Not voting is not an option. That just plays into Trump's hands. It really does.
But do millennials buy this idea that being in Donald Trump's hands is really so bad?
How can you better inspire my generation of young voters and gain our support?
Well, I think we're gaining a lot of support. We have very, very young people, the audiences, the voters. In fact, one of the things came out with both New Hampshire. I mean, no matter where we go, it seems that we have a very young audience. They want to see strength. They want to see security. They want to have a job when they get out of college. And one of the questions I get is the financing of college. You know, they're borrowed up to their neck and they come out and they don't have a job, which is a big problem. I thought that would be your question, actually. But the truth is they want to see security for themselves and they want jobs when they get out of college or wherever they're coming from, including high school, frankly.
Donald Trump answering a young person's question during a town hall event on Fox News earlier in the campaign. Caitlin Aber is a producer for Public Radio International and tracks millennials with her own reporting and commentary and an online focus group of young people that she's assembled. She's part of PRI's The Unconvention Project. Welcome, Caitlin.
Hi, thanks so much for having me, John.
So where do millennials fit into the campaign right now? Are they being lured by Trump and Clinton? Last numbers I've heard is 60% for Clinton and roughly 40% for Trump.
Yes, those numbers are pretty accurate. But what I'd like to say at first is that millennials are not a monolith, right? Mm-hmm. Just like every generation, they are diverse, they come from different backgrounds, and that really informs their experience and who they want to vote for. Younger millennials and older millennials are going at this very differently. For example, younger millennials under 25 are still pretty undecided.
Is it the case that there's a lot riding on the debates for these millennials, or is it going to be some other phenomenon that really is decisive?
It depends. The debates are not going to change a lot of people's minds, especially the millennials who, you know, look at Donald Trump's policies and don't see it reflect on their values. For example, the majority of millennials, something like 87%, support really good immigration reform that allows people a humane path to citizenship. So when Donald Trump says he wants to build a wall, they're never going to get behind that. That said, they are hoping that third-party candidates like Gary Johnson and Jill Stein may have some miraculous shot in this election.
What do you make of the Clinton argument that you can't be on the fence, that you have to vote to deny Donald Trump the presidency for precisely these reasons, immigration and other issues?
I think that that's a valid point. I think that sitting out the election isn't an option. I think that most millennials know that. That said, I think that 50 days still feels like a long time for them, but they are coming to terms with it. And I think we will see a shift as we get closer.
Have you been transformed by this campaign personally? I don't want to know your vote particularly, but how have you evolved? And what's the unconvention going to tell us in the activities in the coming days?
It's been fascinating to see all of these diverse opinions come out of the unconvention and really saying these are the issues young people care about. It's not just about student loans, though it is. It's also about climate change. It's also about economic policy. It's about fair wages. And it's about fixing a lot of the problems that young people feel like older people put on them and fixing them fast.
Urgency and a hunger to find someone that they can identify with. That characterizes millennials right now. Caitlin Aber is a producer for our partner, Public Radio International, and part of PRI's The Unconvention Project. The takeaway is Todd Zwillick leads our unconvention coverage, a look at the 2016 election through the eyes of the millennial generation. To find more unconvention coverage from PRI and partners Mike.com and the 92nd Street Y, head to PRI.org/unconvention. Caitlin, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.